This is World Book Day in the United Kingdom and in Ireland. It's the sixth annual event sponsored by the literary associations there. It celebrates reading and the printed word. School children in both countries are receiving tokens for book discounts. Readings are taking place in schools and in libraries. In an interesting transatlantic twist, though, English readers chose an American book as the book that best sums up England's identity and the state of the nation in the 21st century. Bill Bryson received that honor for his best-selling travelogue, Notes from a Small Island. Bill Bryson joins us now by phone from Hanover in New Hampshire, where he lives. And Mr. Bryson, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. It was a very nice surprise.
I understand, of course, you lived in England for a long time.
Yeah, I lived in England for 20 years, so it's not really an American book. It's a book by an American. The book was first published in Britain, and the whole idea of it was a kind of it was explaining to a British audience what it was that I admired about their country.
And in that sense, is it easier for an outsider, even though a familiar outsider, to bring a new eye to a place?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I expect it is. I'm sure it is. But you do have one advantage as an outsider, and a clear advantage in Britain, and that's that the British are—they tend to make themselves cringe pretty easily. They're very modest, and they're not very good at kind of congratulating themselves. In fact, they find it hard often to believe that there is anything that deserves congratulations. And so an outsider it's a lot easier. When I say to them that, I still think Britain has got an awful lot of really wonderful, indeed peerless things about it, and then go on to list them, because I'm an American, it seems and is genuine, whereas if I were British, it would be a lot more smug.
I think you wrote the book, you described the book as a tribute to a country that fought and won a noble war, dismantled a mighty empire in a generally benign and enlightened way, and then spent the rest of the century looking on itself as a chronic failure.
Yeah, I was trying to explain to them that they had actually done an awful lot of things right. That Britain is, as countries go, I mean, Britain has an awful lot to be proud of. They fought the Second World War for 2 years virtually on their own, and then when the war was over, without bloodshed or trouble, they did undo their empire and liberate lots and lots of countries. And they should be proud of themselves for that. But instead, in fact, in the years after the war, they did tend to feel as if they had somehow failed miserably, and that everybody else in the world was getting a whole lot richer, a whole lot faster, and that Britain was kind of not a success story at all, but a failure.
Yeah, mostly their American cousins. You also said the UK was the best place in the world for a lot of things, including posting a letter, taking a walk, and watching the television.
Well, yeah, I think all these things are arguable, of course, and it would be awfully hard to have a competition in which you decide which is in fact the best country to post a letter in. But what I meant was that in an awful lot of very small ways, just kind of incidental pleasures of daily life, Britain does pretty well. It does outstandingly well. Its post offices are attractive and generally, they're on every corner. I mean, they're easy to find. They're not sort of what we tend to do here in this country, which is put them way out on the edge of town and in some sort of place that has to be driven to. There's a lot of things they do right, a lot of things that are still pretty good about the place.
Bill Bryson was born in Iowa, lived in England after visiting there, and he's with us today by phone from his home in Hanover, New Hampshire. His book, Notes from a Small Island, was voted the best description of England today. And again, Bill Bryson, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for speaking with us. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.